What's good, my nigga? What's good? What's good, my nigga? What's good? Welcome to episode 32 of the Brick Report. Of course, y'all know my name is Bricks. I'm the host of this here shit right here. This shit. Y'all know what it is. I know I ain't talked to y'all stinking asses last week, but you know what I'm saying? Better late than pregnant, you know? Fuck y'all been up to. Fuck been going on. A bitch like myself, you know what I'm saying, is chilling, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get my mind right, trying to elevate, of course, at all times, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out ways to increase my paper, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out this hustle shit, and you know what I'm saying? Just trying to figure out new ways to use my creativity to increase my monies. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like that's a constant goal in my life. You know what I'm saying? I'm never gonna stop. I'm never gonna stop trying to be creative, because that's when I feel most alive. And I'm never gonna stop trying to figure out ways to get this goddamn coin, because that is very important as far as being comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Like, being comfortable is very fucking important. And when you got a coin on deck, especially a coin that'll help you to be able to move how you want to move, travel how you want to travel, eat what you want to eat, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll never really understand how, like, it's crazy as hell. Like, when you got, sometimes I think you might forget, like, when you broke as fuck and you can't eat nothing but a goddamn, like, you be creative than a motherfucker with shit in your goddamn cabinets. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll put together some shit, like some goddamn potatoes. You'll get some motherfucking potatoes and cut them bitches up and fell some goddamn green beans and then cut up some bread. Like, you'll figure out some shit. You know what I'm saying? But when you could get paper, you know what I'm saying? And you just eat how you want to eat. Food is goddamn delicious. You just going and bashing. You know what I'm saying? You just want to continuously, you know what I'm saying, eat how you want to eat. You don't want to have to be creative with no motherfucking meals. You know what I'm saying? When you get used to certain shit, you just want to keep propelling and keep moving forward. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to be trying to figure out ways to be more comfortable. You know what I'm saying? And to work on getting more paper until my paper is working for me. Like, that's always gonna be what I do. It's just who the fuck I am. So, anyway, today is 9/11, of course. You know what I'm saying? So, if y'all haven't already, and even if you have, you know what I'm saying, take another minute just to, you know, remember those that lost their lives at the World Trade Center, in the plane crashes several years ago. You know what I'm saying? I know many of you remember where you were when 9/11 happened. And, you know, just take a minute to remember those that lost their lives and those who lost family members and shit. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucked up day in American history. Definitely something to be remembered. And just, you know what I'm saying, take a minute. Today is also World Suicide Prevention Day. So, if you have someone that you know who is telling you they need help, you know what I'm saying, who is exhibiting behaviors that you know are problematic, you know what I'm saying, not problematic as far as, you know, what we usually say is problematic, but, you know, somebody who's having issues who just seem a little bit more to you than just regular issues, who you may feel maybe getting ready to hurt themselves, even if you don't know for sure, you know what I'm saying, talk to somebody. You know what I'm saying? If somebody needs some help, help them get some help. Because sometimes people don't know where to go. Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Some people might just say, well, pray about it. Prayer is great, but sometimes people need a little more. You know what I'm saying? So if you know somebody who is showing you that they need more, then help them to get that. You know what I'm saying? Like, be there for somebody. Because you might need a motherfucker to be there for you one day. I hope y'all had a happy Labor Day last week with plenty to eat, plenty to drink, friends, family, and fuckery. You know what I'm saying? It's always good to get at least a little bit of extra time to relax and regroup and shit when you got to deal with life's bullshit on a day-to-day basis. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of life's bullshit, I'm going to dip right on in to appreciate it this week. This week, I want to take the time to say how much I appreciate the mindfulness practices that I participate in. When I say mindfulness practices, I mean shit like meditation and journaling and going outside to be one with nature and shit, you know? The reason I appreciate these techniques is because when I start my day with, say, meditation, which I try to do every morning before I step out of bed, when you start your day with meditation, like me personally, I'm able to keep my cool and relax when life give me its balls to smell. And that'll happen. You know, life will take its balls and just put them right on your goddamn forehead and be on, like, you know what I'm saying? Bitch, smell these balls today. Like, this is what I'm getting you today. Like, ain't nothing gonna go right. You know what I'm saying? So when life give its balls to smell, when you meditate or when you practice meditation or when you journal, these things will help you to ground yourself more quickly so that you don't lose it as quickly. You don't, you know what I'm saying? You are able to get back to a state of peace much more quickly when you do these things. And you know, we all have stressors that we face on a day-to-day basis, you know what I'm saying? So it's good to have something that just can help you get back to a place of peace and, you know, like I said, a place where you are grounded. You know, weed is magical, we all know that, but it's also good to implement other techniques when you can. So get into it, you know what I'm saying? Moving on to Pop That Pussy for the Culture. The folk spoke and 50 heard y'all. You know what I'm saying? Trey, We Don't Want the Song, got the boot from crooning the goddamn Power theme song. Okay. The folks said, get the fuck up out of here, Trigger. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. You know what I'm saying? So score 1 for the folk and 0 for Trigger. You know, this just goes to show that when the people come together, you know, when the people come together, you can make any motherfucking thing happen. You know what I'm saying? Apple recently had their annual event. I think they have it every September where they unveil their upcoming tech shit. You know what I'm saying? One thing they unveiled this year was the iPhone 11. The iPhone 11 allows you to take selfies in slow motion, bitch. When I tell you the goddamn Instagram bitches is getting ready to slow motion y'all motherfucking asses to pieces out this bitch. Y'all, let's get ready to get some goddamn slow ass duck lips. Motherfucking slow ass shots. You know what I'm saying? Get ready for that shit right there because it's coming. The slow motion selfie. Okay. A woman in Houston, Texas was recently told that she could not get a pedicure because she was too big. Okay. Okay, so this woman went to a place called the Rose Nail Salon in Houston. Now, I don't know if the Rose Nail Salon, who it's run by, but let me just say, go to a black nail salon, people. Okay. Go to black hair supply stores. Go to black, if y'all can find them, because, you know, there are little to no black hair supply stores, beauty supply stores. But if you can't find one, go to them. And also, go to black nail salons. There are more and more black nail salons coming up. Side note, if you are ever in Raleigh or anywhere near the Triangle, check out Bella Nails. Bella Nails is motherfucking fabulous. That's where I get my nails done. These bitches is awesome. You know what I'm saying? I got some long ass motherfucking shits going on there because, you know, I'm feeling real Cardi B-ish. You know what I'm saying? My nails is feeling real Cardi. I'm feeling them. You know, they sexy. You know, I'm loving my nails. You know, and Quet at Bella Nails is fucking amazing. Your shit is not going to come up. You know, they're going to be nice and secure. So go to a black nail salon. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Quet at Bella Nails. Check them out. But black people, go to black nail salons. Support black businesses, okay? Because let me tell you something. These Asians be talking shit about y'all goddamn asses. And y'all know they talk shit about this lady in Houston, Texas. I guarantee that they was on some, this big bitch is not fucking up my chairs today. I wouldn't give a damn. How you say I wouldn't give a damn in Vietnamese? However you say that, that's how the fuck they said that her ass was not getting in their motherfucking chairs. Because that's what they said. they said the lady, I guess it was the owner of the nail salon, when interviewed, she said that the chairs in the nail salon are very expensive and the lady was too big for them, so they would not allow her to sit in their damn chairs. You know what I'm saying? Didn't even try to come up with no sad solution or nothing for the lady. They ain't say, look, we can give you a pedicure on the goddamn floor, put some pillows on there. They ain't say we can give you a pedicure on the couch in the back. Cause you know they got a goddamn couch in the back. All salons got a couch in the back. You know what I'm saying? So they didn't give a damn. They just told this lady, not today, bitch. You was not gonna sit your big ass in these motherfucking chairs. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't give a damn. I'm gonna figure out how to say I wouldn't give a damn in Vietnamese. Tekashi 6ix9ine is cooperating with the motherfucking feds, okay? All right. And is reportedly set to testify against former gang affiliates in his trial that's coming up. Now, he got locked up, I think, last November on racketeering charges. So, his manager, Kafano Shoddy Jordan, was recently sentenced to 15 years in prison. And Tekashi is supposed to be a key witness in the case against Anthony Harv Ellison and Aljamaya Nuge Mack. Both of them were accused of kidnapping and robbing Tekashi. Now, the boys said that the kidnapping and robbery is fake. So, it's all kind of shit going on with that. But let me say something. If you out here in these motherfucking streets, if you involved in the fuck shit, you know what I'm saying? If you hustling, if you you know what I'm saying, whatever you doing that's of the criminal element, you know the goddamn risks. You know what I'm saying? You cannot be out here flapping your goddamn gums when your motherfucking number come up, because you already knew what it was. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the case may be, if you out here in the goddamn streets, you cannot be out here telling, bitch, because you was a part of the shit. So how the fuck is you out here telling afterwards? You know what I'm saying? You already knew what it was. You knew. 50 Cent, who once called Tekashi 6ix9ine his son, said, bitch, don't call me. Now that you doing this shit, don't call me. Call your mama, because you ain't my son no more. Now you your mama's son. 50 Cent crazy as hell. The king of R&B, Bobby Brown, was recently removed from a JetBlue flight after he had a verbal altercation due to public intoxication, likely cocaine. Okay. Everybody had to get off the plane and wait for the Jakes to show up. Now, the reports say that, okay. The reports say that Bobby was in first class on his JetBlue flight. Now, see, immediately I got questions, because when the fuck did JetBlue get goddamn first class? See, somebody lying. Okay. Somebody is goddamn lying. Come, when the fuck did JetBlue get first class? I'm confused. When did this happen? Okay. Lawn chairs in the front of the plane with the option of Mad Dog 2020 or Wild Irish Rose. It's not first class. Okay. Bobby probably cussed somebody out, because they gave his ass a big ass bag of peanuts and a 2 liter and told that nigga get some and pass it back. Cause what the fuck? They ain't got no goddamn first class. Listen. Bobby, spring for goddamn Delta next time, okay? Then you just come off tour, Bobby. I believe you and the boys is still on tour, soft stepping and singing If It Isn't Love. So if so, then why is you on JetBlue, Bobby? Get on Delta next time, cause they gonna fuck with you. Damn, and that. I thought I had more. Listen, the goddamn pot that puts up for the culture was dry, okay? It was dry as hell this week, so, you know, my bad. But yeah, it was dry. So that's it for pop that pussy for the culture for y'all asses this week. Moving on to Say Word. Y'all know Say Word is where y'all send in y'all questions, comments, you know what I'm saying, to thebrickreport@gmail.com. You can also inbox a bitch or DM me on Instagram at thebrickreport. That's D-A Brick Report. And I will try to get to your question and whatnot. So this week, hold on, y'all. bitch gotta get comfortable for y'all motherfucking asses. All right. This week in Say Word. What's good, Bricks? I have a situation and I need your help desperately. My boyfriend and I have been living together for the past 3 years. I love him and I've never been with anyone who makes me feel like he does. I don't really like kids, so we have decided not to have them. The problem is that he recently found out that he has a child by a girl he used to deal with, and she may have to do some time soon. She's more than likely going to have to do at least 2 years and has asked him to keep the baby while she does her bid. He has agreed, and I'm somewhat in my feelings. First, he has not gotten a paternity test and says that he doesn't need one because the child looks so much like him. Second, he hasn't asked me how I feel about the child moving in. I think he should have asked me first before he agrees to bring a child into our home for 2 years, maybe more. Am I wrong for feeling this way? Please help. All right. I'm gonna call you Aim with the Shits. Okay. So, your question is, are you wrong for feeling like he should... Okay, so you in your feelings because he did not get a paternity test and he just saying that the child looked like him, he think it's his. And also, he get to move the baby in there for 2 years or more. Okay. So here's the thing, Ain't with the Shits. Bitch, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? If anybody feel you, I feel you. Cause I don't fuck with kids either, okay? I fuck with my own because I love her. You know, she mad. You know what I'm saying? But I don't really fuck with cheering like that. Now, I will say, now my baby has made me a lot more patient with other children. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I don't really fuck with kids like that. So I completely understand. However, goddamn, Ain't with the Shits. It really ain't got shit to do with you. This is really between him and that bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay. I know that y'all live together. I know that that's your motherfucking boo. But you're not his wife. Y'all are not married. You know? And yes, this is y'all's place. But if you don't want to be a part of the child life. And I understand that you didn't know that he had a child. But now he does. So when you love a motherfucker, you know, it is what it is. You love him. And if he has decided that he fucked with the bitch and the baby look like him, so he think that's his child, it is what it is. You really don't have shit to do with it. He don't have to take no paternity test. If he is confident enough that that's his baby because of how the baby look, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you really don't have shit to do with that. He don't have to ask you if he can take his child. That's his goddamn child. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you don't agree with it, you can beat feet all day. And I don't think that that's wrong. I don't think you're wrong for leaving him if you don't want to help him take care. Because you are going to probably have to help him because y'all live together. So even if it's not like, I cannot imagine y'all living in the same house and you... not wanting, okay, I cannot imagine y'all living in the same goddamn house, excuse me, and if the baby cry, you know what I'm saying, or something, the baby's, well, I don't know how old the baby is, you said that, y'all, okay, so the baby is at least 3, so it probably is not a small baby, because you and him been living together for 3 years, and it's a bitch he used to fuck with, so the baby's probably at least 4, we'll say, so it ain't like no little teeny baby, but if y'all live in the same house, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're more than likely going to have to help him with the child, you know? So, I would not say that you're wrong if you decide to leave this nigga because you don't fuck with kids like that. Y'all agreed not to have him, but now he got one. So, if you don't agree with it, get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? I would not fault you for that because I get it. You don't want to, you know what I'm saying? You love him. Y'all had a understanding, but now shit done changed. You know what I'm saying? I don't necessarily think it is up to you to tell him to get no paternity test. Again, you might be his boo, but you're not his motherfucking wife. You know what I'm saying? And it is up to him. If he feels that he want to take care of the child, it's between him and that bitch. Like, you ain't got shit to do with it. As sad as it may seem, you know what I'm saying? It really ain't got shit to do with you. That is between them. Yes, you live in the house, but again, you can get the fuck on. You ain't got no baby by him, so you can get the fuck on, you know? And even though that might sound kind of cold, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? If you accept and love a motherfucker, you got to love, well, you pretty much got to love that goddamn child too. You know what I'm saying? Because I know that I'm not getting ready to be in no relationship with nobody that don't accept my child. So, and that don't love her. They got to, you know what I'm saying? They have to be fond of her, because I don't want no bad energy around my baby. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody around my baby that's acting like I would act. No, I'm just playing. Now, back in the day, that was me. I really was not feeling it. But, yeah, I don't want nobody turning up their goddamn nose or acting like they don't want my baby around for shit. Because I love her. And I need for everybody to be around her. Everybody that's in her presence, I need for them to love her. And they do. Motherfuckers love my goddamn baby because she is cute and sweet and fit. You know what I'm saying? My child's father ain't never had no DNA test. But you know what? Let me say this also. I feel what he's saying about that being enough for him, because some kids do look so much like they got them parents. You don't need no motherfucking test. Now, have you seen the child? You ain't say nothing about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way that my child's father could deny her. No way. Ain't no goddamn way in hell. I could deny, because we don't look alike at all, but ain't no goddamn way in hell he could deny her. So maybe you need to take a look at the baby. See what you think. But the baby must look enough like him that he feels confident enough he don't need no motherfucking test. You know what I'm saying? That happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you gonna have to tuck your goddamn feelings in your drawers, bitch. If you don't feel like you can handle this situation, keep it the fuck pushing. Because that baby is innocent, you know. First of all, the child's mama is ready to do a bid. You know what I'm saying? So the child is going to need a lot of, you know what I'm saying? That baby's going to need affection and attention and for people to be kind to it. The child don't know his or her daddy. So that's another thing. You might need to get your ass on anyway, because the baby don't know his or her daddy. You know, the child is going to need this bonding time. And if you cannot be supportive in this time, when this child is getting ready to lose his or her mama for a couple of years, the person that's been raising them for the past however many years, you know what I'm saying? Probably the sole person that's been raising them, because he's not been there. So I don't know if she had another boo or whatever that was in the picture. But if you cannot be supportive right now, if you thinking about yourself when it's a child that is going to need all the love and affection and attention that they can get, you know, and they're going to be trying to adjust to losing their mama right now for a while and trying to be in a house that they're not familiar with and have to live with somebody that they don't know. And you know what I'm saying? You really either got to come with straight love or nothing at all. So if you can't find it in your heart to be compassionate and loving, you know what I'm saying, right now, then you need to get the fuck on aim with the shits, because, you know, the baby, it's not the baby's fault. And your boyfriend seemed like an all right nigga. This might be something that you want to pay attention to. He might be you know what I'm saying? Like, again, if you ain't down for the babies, I get it. You know what I'm saying? But this is not a bad quality. It's a great quality. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fact that he is willing to give of himself and take this child now and, you know, not be on no, well, what about the grandma type bullshit? You know, he's like, look, yeah, I got you. I got my baby. Net it, you know? So, yeah, I say if you cannot have their back, not just your boyfriend back, if you cannot have the child's back and your boo's back, then you need to get the fuck on. Because right now is going to be a time of transition, and everybody in the picture needs to be surrounded with love and affection and support. So, again, if you would like to hear what the fuck I think about y'all's lives, DM me at The Brick Report on Instagram or email me at TheBrickReport@gmail.com. Now, One thing I wanted to add this week, I'm going to start telling y'all about, thank y'all so much for listening to this podcast. I appreciate y'all motherfuckers for coming here with me every week or every week and a half or every 2 weeks when I be jumping my ass on here. You know, a bitch is kind of sporadic sometimes, but I be trying to hit y'all as often as possible. But I also want to start putting y'all on to other podcasts because podcasting is dope. You know what I'm saying? Like listening to podcasts, I listen to podcasts in the car. If you are somebody that works at a computer and you're able to, you know, listen to things while you're working, podcasts are really dope. So I'm going to start sharing some of my favorite podcasts with y'all. Cause let me tell y'all something. Don't never be afraid to encourage a motherfucker or bring attention to someone else who is doing the same thing that you're doing just because it's the same thing. Because they can't do it like you. So encourage somebody, promote somebody's shit. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't going to do nothing but help build your shit up. You know what I'm saying? Like, the more positivity we push into each other, the more we promote each other, the more we push love and encouragement into other motherfuckers, the more it's going to come back to you. But if you're a hating ass bitch and you putting out hate and you don't want to help promote people and you don't want people to be on your level, you don't want to propel nobody or help push them out there and promote them because you scared they're gonna get past you, bitch, you ain't going nowhere any fast. You know what I'm saying? So help promote other people, promote other, you know what I'm saying, even if it is the same thing that you're doing, because they not gonna do it like you. You know what I'm saying? Like, can't nobody do the brick report like bricks, because I'm the motherfucking product, bitch. So you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be afraid to encourage and put light toward somebody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? It can't do nothing but help build you up. So this week I want to tell y'all about a dope podcast called Mogul. Now, Mogul was started by Combat Jack, rest in peace, Combat Jack. His real name is Reggie Osei. Combat Jack, which is another podcast that y'all can take a listen to, also a very dope podcast. And I'll tell y'all more about Combat Jack on another episode. But Reggie Osei passed 2 years ago in 2017, and this was like one of the last big projects he had. Reggie Osei was a huge member of the hip-hop community. You know what I'm saying? He was like an entertainment attorney for so many hip-hop stars. You may know he worked with so many people, and then he started Combat Jack after he stopped practicing law. And Combat Jack was huge because he interviewed a lot of dope artists and the show was real as fuck. So anyway, like I said, this was one of the last projects he worked on, Mogul. And the first season of Mogul is about like the life and times of Chris Lighty. If you don't know who Chris Lighty is, Chris Lighty was the co-founder of Violator Records. They did management and promotion and shit, advertising, I think. And he committed suicide, I think, in 2012. So this is about his life and his come up. And it is, you know, if you're into hip hop, even if you're not, if you listen to this show, I'm pretty sure you are. So the podcast again is called Mogul, and they're getting ready to come out with season 2 of Mogul. They didn't do it for the last 2 years because, like I said, Reggie Osei passed away and it was his project, but someone else has taken over. And this next season is going to be about 2 Live Crew and how 2 Live Crew basically paved the way for everybody out here, Nia, Meg Thee Stallion, all these people, you know, everybody who in rap, you know, basically says what they want to say, talk about pussies, dicks, ass, say motherfucker. You know, 2 Live Crew was really the ones who paved the way for people to be able to have freedom of speech. So, take a listen to it, Mogul. You can hear it on I guess it's on SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to this podcast, you can find Mogul. So just go in your search bar and look it up. It's dope. This week in random shit, I want to talk about how in relationships, a lot of times, it's not him, bitch, it's you. Okay? What I mean by that is, when I say it's not him, bitch, it's you. Okay? I'm talking to women, young girls, a lot of times in relationships, I'm guilty of this myself, so I'm not trying to preach to motherfuckers, but I'm just telling y'all some shit that I know and that I have learned over my years. You know what I'm saying? I'm still learning because a bit, listen, okay? But, you know, we will fuck with these niggas, you know what I'm saying? And fuck boys and the like, because fuck boys don't always, you know what I'm saying, have their pants sagging and, you know what I'm saying, wear Tims. Fuck boys can wear hard bottoms. Fuck boys can be preaching in a pulpit. Let me tell you something. Fuck boys come in all shapes and goddamn sizes, so don't get it a fuck twisted thinking just because a motherfucker look like they, you know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, because everybody will fuck over on your ass, okay? What I'm talking about is when you're in a relationship, and you are seeing that, okay, this person is not ready to treat me the way I need to be treated. Once you realize that, and maybe y'all have a conversation, or you've had several conversations, you know what I'm saying? This motherfucker might hurt you, you know what I'm saying? If he's fucking with somebody else, or, you know what I'm saying? Talking shit. We're not talking about getting abused or anything like that, because that is a situation, point blank, period. Get the fuck out right now, back, go, you know, don't stay for nothing. But we're talking about situations where a man is not ready to treat you like you want to be treated. You know, everybody has different standards, so whatever your standards are, if you find that, and you know, I'm not saying this to say that all women are angels and don't fuck around, but right now I'm just talking about fuck boy shit, you know, so, you know, keep your shit to yourself. Don't come at me with a whole bunch of, women be, shut the fuck up, I don't want to hear that bullshit, whatever. What I'm saying is, if a nigga ain't treating you like you want to be treated, right? It is up to you to get the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? It is up to you to set boundaries. It is up to you to make sure that your boundaries are hard set and that motherfuckers are not able to continue to fuck you over. The truth about the matter is, can't nobody do to you what you don't let them do. All right? They can't. So if you fucking with somebody and, you know what I'm saying, look at what people do and stop listening to what the fuck they say. Because motherfuckers will tell you all day, baby, I love you. You know, it's all about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's me and you. We, you know, we do whatever. We, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't fucking with nobody else, but shit don't feel right. Intuition is real. You know what I'm saying? If something tells you in your gut that some shit is off, some shit is off. Listen to your gut, bitch. Sometimes you don't need to find nothing in his pants, no phone numbers in his jeans. You don't need to see no text messages necessarily. You don't need to talk to no other bitch to find out that something's going on. But you know. You know what I'm saying? If motherfuckers is doing shit and you feel uncomfortable if they acting different, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you know. You ain't always got to wait for something tangible. You know what I'm saying? Your gut is tangible enough, you know? And again, I'm telling you, I'm guilty of this. I'm also talking to my motherfucking self. So don't think I'm just talking to you. When I say it's not him, bitch, it's you, I'm saying that this nigga can do whatever the fuck he want to do. You can't make no grown person do nothing that they don't want to do. If a motherfucker want to fuck with several bitches, they gonna fuck with several bitches. You know what I'm saying? One of my exes used to say, the stricter the government, the smarter the population. Which means, bitch, if you think you can make a nigga do some shit, if you think you can say, well, I want you to be here by a certain time, and, you know, try to, you know what I'm saying, tell him you want to look at his phone, and you know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, that nigga ain't gonna do nothing. But if he's somebody that cheats, he just gonna think of smarter ways to cheat. You cannot make people do anything. People have to have freedom. You got to let a motherfucker be free so that they can do what they're going to do. And in that, you have to be free to do what you're going to do. You have to set standards and boundaries. Let motherfuckers know, listen, this is this is how I need to be treated. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what, you know, have a conversation. Because everybody don't look at love the same way. He might feel like he is doing, excuse me. He might feel like he is doing the best he can. You know, like he might feel like because he only fucked with two bitches now. And when he first started fucking with you, he was fucking with 10. So now that he done cut back 8, he probably feel like you should be grateful. Because he only fucking you and 2 other bitches. Well, he could be fucking 12 of y'all right now. Or 13 of y'all hoes or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you need to have a conversation. Find out if y'all see eye to eye on what love mean to y'all. And if it don't mean the same thing, bitch, you might not be able to stay. You know what I'm saying? Don't keep talking shit about what he's doing to you if you allowing him to do the shit. If you letting the nigga stay, you know what I'm saying? Then it is what it is. And it's a process. Trust me. It's not some shit that just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard. Let me tell you something. Bitch, I know. It is hard. You know, when you love a motherfucker, it is hard to just let him go. You know what I'm saying? Like, I knew. It is just very difficult. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through the shit right now. When I tell you I'm going through it right now, a bitch is going through it right now. Y'all know I'll give y'all some vulnerable moments every now and again. You know what I'm saying? I'll let y'all know because, you know, I don't want y'all to think I'm out here just talking shit. Like, shit is real. You know, like, you know, I am going through this, me and my daughter's father. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love him. You know, I love him. I fucking do. You know what I'm saying? I love that nigga. But that nigga don't deserve me. Bitch, when I say he don't deserve, that nigga don't deserve me. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's me because I know him. You know what I'm saying? I know this nigga. You know, like, I know him. I know how he moves. You know what I'm saying? I know him. And, you know, I know a lot of people are not able to give love in a positive way because they ain't seen no positive examples of love. They ain't seen no positive examples of strong black relationships. You know what I'm saying? I have seen positive examples of strong black relationships. So I know what the fuck I deserve. You know what I'm saying? But I love this nigga. Now, I am also a very strong woman, you know, when it comes to, because I leave a motherfucker alone. Don't get me wrong. I will leave a motherfucker alone. And, you know, honestly, I don't even think that my daughter is the reason that, you know, I have, because he is somebody, like, I have, in the past, I've been quick to cut a nigga loose. Should I cut his ass loose? Years ago. But we ended up getting back together. You know what I'm saying? And I know that it's just certain people in your life that will have a hold on you. And you might not even be able to explain it. I really can't explain it. You know what I'm saying? I just know that I love him. You know what I'm saying? But I also know that he does not give me the type of love that I need. But he also doesn't give himself the type of love that he needs. You know what I'm saying? Again, because he's not really seen love in a positive way. He hasn't had examples of that in his life. So it's hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, you know, everything comes from your childhood. You know, what you saw, examples of shit you saw, the way you grew up. You know what I'm saying? The way you received love, the way people gave you love. Some people don't know how to receive or give love. You know what I'm saying? And that's some real shit. And just because you are with this person now saying, hey, you know, I want you to be with me and love me this way, that motherfucker might not even be able to they might not even be able to understand the concept of what you're talking about. Because, you know what I'm saying, to them, like, shit, the same boyfriend that from my past that I told y'all about that said the stricter the government, the smarter the population, also said to me that, you know, when niggas is talking, and I might have told y'all this before, but he said, look, when niggas is talking, it's common. The common thing is for motherfuckers to have several women. What's not common is for a motherfucker to just have one. If you just got one woman, that's not common. Like, amongst a group of niggas, you know. And I can't just talk about his past. Because I did see positive examples of love growing up. But I also saw some fuck shit. And that also affects me. And that's also one of the reasons that I put up with some of his shit. You know what I'm saying? Some of the things that I saw growing up, some of the ways that I saw my mother being loved or thinking she was being loved, that also has had taken its toll on, you know, some of the shit that I have taken from him. You know what I'm saying? And you know, some situations that, you know, I'm a female, I'm a woman. I mean, you know what I'm saying? And women, you know, a lot of us have daddy issues. I absolutely do. You know what I'm saying? Me and my father have a good relationship. But you know what I'm saying? We also got some bullshit in our relationship. You know, I fucking took a charge for my daddy before. You know what I'm saying? Fucking went and sat in goddamn jail. Now, I won't deal a long time. But I took a charge for him before. And that type of thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Like, took a charge for my daddy because he, at the time, I didn't have no charges. And he had a fucking rap sheet. So he could not, felt that he could not take the charge and asked me to take a charge for him. So I took it. Like a stupid ass little motherfucker. But that's my father. Now, what do you think that that does to a young girl's psyche? To have her father ask her to take a charge. What it does is it instills in her that she was not important enough for him to protect her. What he wanted was for her to protect him. And that, you know what I'm saying, goes into relationships that I have with men. You know what I'm saying? I think that I am probably looking for a protector. Not to say it's anything wrong with that, but shit like that fucks with your mental. You know what I'm saying? All of these things. So I'm not saying that I am come from a perfect past either. I absolutely don't. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got their shit with them. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all I'm saying is that know your goddamn worth. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what your history is, start, you know what I'm saying? Start looking at yourself. And seeing what it is about you that is allowing you to take shit from a nigga that you know you better than, you know. And start from there, you know. Break yourself down first. And then start, you know, setting some boundaries, you know. I am working on them. Yes, I'm still fucking my baby daddy because I love him. I still am. You know what I'm saying? However, I'm moving away from the shit, you know, slowly but surely. And I'm letting the nigga know, listen, nigga, I'm not going to be giving you this amazing grade A puss all the time forever because, damn it, I deserve better. You know, we are not where we need to be. Yes, I love you. Sorry, bitch. But I am not going to be fucking with you forever. And I tell him this regularly. That motherfucker think I ain't going nowhere. Especially now because we got a goddamn baby. Bitch, I'm leaving, bitch. You know what I'm saying? It is taking some time because his shit is also grade A. So when you got two grade A motherfuckers, like, and we have so much chemistry. And that is, it's, for me, it's not been easy to find or people that I have a lot of chemistry with. A lot of times, generally, motherfuckers get on my nerves within like the first couple of minutes of meeting their ass. You know what I'm saying? I'd be over it. But when you find somebody that you have amazing chemistry with and the sex is amazing, let me tell you something. It is so difficult to let that motherfucker go. It is difficult, you know? And so this is why I'm saying, because I know it's not him, it's me. So when I tell y'all bitches, it's not him, it's you, bitch, it's you. Because you have to be strong enough to say, look, motherfucker, I love you. I love your motherfucking ass. But, bitch, I love me more. You got to love yourself more. And, damn it, I love bricks. Don't get me wrong. But I'm, you know what I'm saying? It's a process. I'm working on my shit. So, y'all work on y'all shit. We're going to get out of this shit together. We're going to listen. We're going to all lead. We're going to have lead this nigga day. God damn it. We're going to lead these niggas. Shit. I mean that shit. Anyway, that is it for episode 32 round this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thank y'all as always for tuning the fuck in to the Brick Report. I love y'all. Y'all fucks with a bitch. You know what I'm saying? Come back next week or next week and a half. No, it's going to be next week. I'm going to be... come fuck with a bitch next week for episode 33. Make sure to rate and review me on iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Let a bitch know how you feel about the show. Give a bitch 5 stars. I appreciate 5 stars. I feel like it's worth 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, it's some dope podcasts out here, but it's also some boring shit. But hey, it's some boring motherfuckers that love that shit too. So Yeah, leave a bitch a review. Give a bitch 5 stars if you feel so, if you choose to do so. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on Instagram at TheBrickReport. You know what I'm saying? Remember to send your questions to TheBrickReport@gmail.com or DM me. And you know what I'm saying? Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. Love each other. Spread love. You know what I'm saying? Just be easy. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be fucking with y'all again soon. Peace. Wait a minute, wait. Listen. You're not always gonna get everything when you want it, little nigga. Okay? Sometimes you gotta calm your goddamn tits. Alright? Sometimes shit ain't gonna be fast as you want. You gotta have patience. Okay? Right. Patience. Can you say patience? Mm-mm. Okay. But look, regardless of whether or not you can say it, you're gonna have to have it. Okay? Agreed? You agree? Wait. See, no, that's nasty. Why are you gonna do that? Patience. Patience is a virtue. Right. Patience. Okay? Remember, calm your tits when in doubt. Okay? All right. Okay.